Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, welcome in to Tele Tuesday. We're waking up with Linda Mac Chan and Stephanie Haynes. We'd like to say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to all of our listeners all over the world. And keep in mind, our show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization with advisors and consultants to help you reach your goals in education, workshops, training, and we specialize in the mind and the empowerment of our youth. This evening, we're going to be talking about those chakras with Ms. Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Womb. But before we get going, I'm going to tell you something here that I found out. Leo Tolstoy concluded that the only way to bring a fundamental change in society is to realize a change in public opinion, a change in people's minds. Then how can we change public opinion? Tolstoy asserted, it is only necessary for people to say what they really think, or at least to refrain from saying what they do not think. It is vital, in other words, not to be swayed by others' opinions or past ways of thinking or doing. Become wise, possessing our own firm conviction. In order to get that firm conviction, Ms. Stephanie Haynes is going to come on with us. We're going to be speaking on that chakra number 3. We're in the chakra series. But before we bring on, just hey, listen to this just a little bit. Keep this in mind. And one other thing, always honor others, but not before you honor yourself.
Yeah.
That's right. And we have Miss Stephanie Haynes with us this evening. That's been connecting and educating and bringing on the joy for years and years and years, showing people how to do that. Stephanie Haynes, how are you this evening? And welcome in.
Yes, good evening, Linda. How are you and listeners?
Stephanie, we're fine. We're so excited to have you here. We had some technical problems last week, so we had to kind of like bypass. But we want to tell you, I know that you're working on some awesome things out there, and we really, really appreciate you taking our time to come and care and share with us. And I don't know, I'm going to ask you, I got a posting information of a great thing that's happening January 31st that you are basically coordinating, controlling, and being a part of. Before we get going, can you share a little bit of that with us so that I'm going to bring it up at the end, but I didn't want to forget about it because it's going to be an awesome event. Can you give us a little bit about that right now?
Oh, yes. So the Knowledge Shop is holding a Black African-American Summit. And it's going to be on education, wellness, creating relationships. You know, it's going to be a fun-filled summit. So I invite everyone to come on out. Ms. Linda will send out the link to you regarding that summit that's coming up at the California Endowment. I think, believe it started at 8 a.m. At the California Endowment. Yes.
Okay.
So I hope you can make it.
Well, I'm going to put it out there. I saw it and my eyes got big, 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 big. I said, yeah, this is going to be a good one here. Because the organization is the National African American National NAAAPY, National African American Association Parents and Youth. It's involving everybody. It's a family thing. It's talking about our family issues and our children and our youth. And I think that's a great thing. So definitely I'm going to do my part over there. And definitely I intend to be there because it sounds like it's going to be a good one. And anything that you're coordinating and participating in is always going to be event that no one, I mean no one, wants to miss. Okay, I've been it out there. Now, we on chakra number 3 today. Am I correct? That is a solar plex. Did I get it right, Stephanie?
You are correct.
And I like talking about all the chakras, and we're going to have you, you know, she's going to get us in balance, out of balance, and tell us what to do. But that solar plex brings about that inner harmony. You know, I have a beautiful gift over here that I have received from you. And in this gift, I have my affirmation cards, and I have a great chart, and I have some information, and I just love it. I keep it by my side all the time. So whenever we're going into our chakra series, even though I flip through these cards every day, and I was looking at my third chakra, and it spoke about inner harmony, and it and that affirmation is my personal power. It's free from ego and from any desire to manipulate or exploit situations or people. The foundation of all my thoughts and actions is trust in myself. So that was my card today, and I'm carrying it on out there, and I'm going to be quiet over here because I don't need to get on your pulpit. I got my pencils and pads ready, and I know the listeners do too.
All right, Linda. Listeners, like Linda said, we'll be talking about the solar plexus chakra on today. So listen to this. Personal power is the ability to take action. Personal power is the ability to take action. That's a quote from Tony Robbins. So as we know that the third chakra, which is the solar plexus chakra, is the last in the trio of the lower chakra. Now the Sanskrit name for the solar plexus chakra is Manipura, which means luxury gem. It's located in the mid torso, around the navel. Now, this energy is also found at the mid-back. Now, in many ways, the solar plexus serves as our personal energy center as it relates to our personal identity and power. It is the core of who we are as individuals and governs our self-esteem, willpower, and the ability to achieve our goal. Now, when the solar plexus energy are balanced and flowing, we have a strong sense of self that can't be shaken. This manifests confidence in who we are and what we want, as well as the belief and grit to accomplish our dreams. Now, the innate of the self-confidence and ability to be true to ourselves also enable us to transform with the tides of life. Now, when the solar plexus chakra is imbalanced, it governs the very essence of who we are. If it's not functioning healthily, our lives would be off kilter. Now, signs of an overactive solar plexus includes being egotistical, controlling, and power hungry. In our quest to get what we want, we may be obsessive and perfectionist, leading to both disappointment and feeling drained when our desire do not manifest. Too much energy flowing from this chakra can result in being hyperactive and exuding manic energy, then crashing afterwards, similar to how you might feel after consuming an energy. Under active solar plexus, we might struggle with being authentic, having self-doubt, and being confused about our identity. This also leads to low self-esteem, insecurity, but we may have difficulty manifesting our desires and feel depressed as a result. We may think we are at the mercy of fate, feel that life is happening to us rather than being lived by us. Now, the solar plexus rules the parts of the body nearest to it, the abdominal area, the stomach, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, and the pancreas. Now, when the third chakra is imbalanced, we may experience physical and emotional symptoms such as bloating, digestive issues, irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, you know, the IBM, your nausea, interjection, fatigue, lethargic, difficulty of concentrating, restlessness, agitation, gallstones, liver issues, pancreatic disorder such as diabetes. Now, when the solar plexus chakra opens, we will experience a range of physical and emotional change, along with sensations of heat and tingling vibration in this area. Now, given the chakra proximity to the stomach, we are likely to experience some digestive issues such as nausea, bloating, constipation, or diarrhea before we heal. Now, on an emotional level, it is normal to feel more sensitive than usual. Old insecurity and self-doubt can resurface. We may be easily triggered and feel jealousy and the need for control. Now, the result of a rampant ego rearing its head, it's normal to feel anxiety and emotional disturbance during the opening and the rebalancing of the solar plexus. But as with the physical symptoms, this is usually a short-lived purging process. In addition, we may experience fluctuation in our energy as the solar plexus align, going from energy highs to lows. We may feel restless, which can result in difficulty sleeping, but rest assured, any insomnia always also usually temporarily, like everything else. Any question that's for Linda?
Oh, no. No, I'm on it here. I am on it. Writing really fast and listening very closely.
Okay. All right. So let's go into talk about the goddess archetypes, which is the warrior. Now, the warrior is a sacred mixture of the masculine and feminine energy. Now, this goddess archetype for the solar plexus chakra has a strong sense of itself, energetic, and has the will and the power to pursue her goal. She represents physical strength and energy, leadership, and courage. There are many historical warriors revered in different religions and culture, as well as in art and literature, including Freyja, the Norse goddess of love and war, Durga, the multi-limit Hindu goddess and protector, and Bhagdika, the queen of the British Celtic tribe who led the uprising against the Romans. Now, their names, culture, and race may differ, but they share a very strong sense of self. They were brave and strong and had the willpower and stamina to pursue their cause. To thy own self be true, as Shakespeare said, and the warrior goddess remind us of this when we consider the essential role the solar plexus chakra plays in both being our true selves and having the belief and resolve of life, our best life, but benefits of taking on the traits of the warrior are clear. To remind us that being who we truly are is not only safe, but also essential for our well-being. When we become a warrior, we connect to our own power source. We stand up for ourselves and others, and we become strong force for good in the world, benefiting both our own lives and the world at large. Now, the solar plexus chakra stones, we're going to go into the stones now. So this is the opportunity, if you don't have your pen and paper, this is the opportunity to grab them. And now we're going to go into the stones, the oils, and the meditations. All right. So, you would notice that many of the crystals and the precious metals that relate to the third chakra have yellow tones, conjuring the sunshine like a life force from this powerful energy pool. Pyrite, historically confused with gold. Pyrite is often referred to as fool gold. Pyrite ranges in colors from a pale yellow to a vibrant gold or silver. Now, this stone was used in ancient times to create a spark. We can use pyrite to ignite the spark of our own true self. It has a masculine energy and is a stone of action, strength, and will. As with most stones, you can get raw or polished pyrite. I recommend a fairly large rock pyrite for your desk or workplace, and a few small tumbling pyrite stones for meditation and your rituals. Now, citrine, this is a beautiful bright stone with yellow hue. Now, citrine enhances energy and stamina and represent abundance and manifestation of all sorts. This stone is powered by the sun and can promote confidence and boost self-esteem. A polycentric citrine point can sit on your altar, your desk, and it is ideally placed in a sunlit space to be charged and then used in meditations or rituals. Then you have the yellow agate, often known as the revitalizer. Now, the yellow agate helps foster the self-acceptance, boost your, oh my goodness, my tongue is getting tired tonight. Why is that? All righty, let me say that again. All right, so the yellow agate helps foster the yellow acceptance, boost and promote positivity. Using a few small tumbling yellow agate stones directly on the solar plex chakra in healing sections or meditating with them can foster a ritual of reconnecting to your true self, giving you a regular boost. Then you have amber. I love amber. Now, amber is a bright and cheerful stone. It helps clear the mind and eliminate fear, all helping align the precious energy of the solar plex. Now, wearing jewelry with amber stone can keep the third chakra aligned. Wearing a combination of amber and gold is particularly powerful and one of my favorite ways to connect to my solar plex. Now we're going to go into the essential oils for this chakra. Now, each of the recommended essential oils for the solar plex has a refreshing and vibrant scent and vibrant energy to promote the healthy functioning of this energy center. So we have lemon. Lemon, this uplifts the invigorating, the citric oil has a powerful energetic influence on the third chakra, diffusing This aura can bring a sense of well-being and optimism. You can also mix it with a carrier oil and use it as a body moisturizer or a massage oil. Grapefruit. Grapefruit is another citric oil that can help move stagnant energy in an underactive solar plexus chakra. Now, this oil properties help heal digestive issues, so it makes for a powerful massage oil when blended with a carrier oil. Now, when diffused, it lights and fragrances can also help reduce stress and lift your spirit. Ginger. Now, ginger oil has a very distinct warm and spicy aroma, and is wonderful for steam inhalation to help awaken the solar plexus chakra. It is also used topically with that carrier oil to stimulate the third chakra and helping eliminating any digestive issues. Peppermint is one of my favorites as well. Peppermint is an invigorating oil that helps to stimulate the mind. Simply sniffing this oil can help provide relief from stress and mental exhaustion. Mixing it with a carrier and dabbing it some on your wrist and temple is a helpful way to boost your energy level and spirit on a daily basis. Any questions, Linda?
No, we've gone through. I did have a question. I'm going to take you back to that amber, if I may. That amber stone?
Mm-hmm.
That amber stone, of course, I love amber. But there's the amber comes in various colors. There is now the amber stone that you're speaking of is the yellow, but then there's I've seen amber in different shades. So when we're speaking of the stones used for this, is that the amber that is the brownish gold, or is it the solid amber that's baked, that solid yellow, or is it the red amber, or any amber? That's the, I put a note there because I wanted to ask about that.
This is the yellow.
Okay. And
the yellow, the gold looking. Yeah.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yes, yeah, the yellow, okay. With the gold of the sea. Yeah, so it's that one.
Okay. That was my question. I'm good. I love the peppermint too. As a matter of fact, I almost missed the whole bottle today. Okay, but I'm cool.
Well, you know, peppermint has this way of soothing and bring you back to center.
Mm-hmm.
I love peppermint.
Yes.
When things, you know, gets kind of overwhelming, it's good to, you know, to sniff that in it to bring you back to, you know, to center.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of lopsided and lopsided, so that's why I almost hit the whole bottle. But I got back to center real quick. And before we move on, because we all know, you spoke about that grapefruit oil, anything with grapefruit in it, grapefruit soap. There was a soap that I used to purchase that had a wonderful, strong, I mean, it was strong, and that's what I would start my day off with to lift me up, but I can no longer find that soap. I've gotten body washes, you know, that have grapefruit in them, but nothing like that soap. But grapefruit does the trick for me. As a matter of fact, any type of citrus, but I favor the grapefruit over all of them. Because it just lifts you. It just pulls you up automatically. So now when you're diffusing it and you're saying diffuse it, releasing the stress, and it heals the digestive, that's a good thing to know. But I love the grapefruit.
All right. So now we're going to go in. So we're going to blend these oils together. Now, the purpose of this Solarplex Chakra Oil blend is to help connect with yourself and to empower you to fulfill your true desires. You can use this oil regularly when going through the process of opening and rebalancing your solar plex, and whenever you need an energetic lift and a reminder of your true self. All right, so the first thing you need, you're going to need a 2 tablespoons of almond oil or any other carrier oil. You're going to need 3 drops of lemon essential oil, 3 drops of peppermint oil, and 2 drops of grapefruit. So it's 3 drops of grapefruit, 2 drops of peppermint oil. Now, the equipment you would need a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper. So this will make about 1.5 ounce. First thing you're going to do, you're going to pour the almond oil into a dark glass bottle. Number two, using a dropper, you're going to add each essential oil. You're going to cover the bottle and just swirl around tightly, lightly, if you will, or just take it and put it in the palms of your hand and just rub it. Now, you can massage the oil as needed onto your abdomen, your mid-back, your temples, your wrists. And remember, it's only for external use, not for you to ingest this. All right, so now if there's no questions, we're going to go into the Solarplex visualization. So at this time, you know, and if you're not in your sacred place, this is the opportunity for you to get in your sacred place. And for those who are new joining us, we have created our own sacred space where we come and do this work. So as fire is the ruling element of the solar plexus, it is important to have that element presence during your visualization meditation. If you have an actual fireplace, and whether it can be real or artificial, or you can even have a fire pit, you may wish to carry out this visualization exercise near it. You also draw in the elements of the fire as you burn sage to clean your sacred space and then light a candle. Now you can also diffuse your lemon oil, which helps to energetically tap into your solar plexus. The first thing you're going to do is lay down and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale out through the mouth. And let's give a little sigh. Let your muscles soften and your body relax. You can repeat this as many times as needed. As you continue to inhale and exhale deeply, visualize your breath as coming in and out of your navel. Keeping your eyes closed, repeat to yourself, either slightly or aloud, silently or aloud, I acknowledge and honor my true self. And so I see my solar plexus clearly. Using your mind, visualizing a yellow glow at your navel. Look at that shade and notice the size of it. Observe its shape. Take note of any detail including if it is spinning or static. Notice how this globe feels and what insight you receive about any imbalance or blockage and what you may need to do in order to bring your solar plexus to energetic equilibrium. Once you feel you have observed the globe and obtained significant insight into the functioning of your solar plexus chakra, just take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy current in your body. And then once you're ready, just gently open up your eyes. All right, so now we're going to go into activation of this chakra. And as you continue to sit or lay down, you know, you can close your eyes. Be comfortable. You may also need to just make sure that you have a warm hand, as you would need the energy from heat to assist with this activation exercise. And to get your hands warm, you're just going to put your hands together and just rub them gently to rub healing energy into those hands. And I want you to light a scented candle. If you didn't light one before, you can light one now. They can be orange or lemon or grapefruit scent, as this will be better for activation. You will begin in a strange position, but if you need to, you can sit in a chair or you can just continue to lay down if you're lying down. Look at the flame of the candle you have lit and carefully cup your hands around the flame of the candle to gently heat them. Settle into the position you will stay in for the duration of the activation meditation. Close your eyes, keeping the flame of the candle in your mind's eye. Place your hands over your navel and midsection and breathe into your hands, visualizing the flame candle. Envision that yellow light as streaming from your hands and entering your navel with every breath. See this yellow light as pouring from your navel into your belly, bends almost like a spool. Bring your mind eye once again to the yellow globe, which represents your solar plexus chakra. See the yellow light in your belly as filling up this globe. As the globe continues to fill with this yellow light, see it get bigger and brighter until it almost starts to come alive. See the globe begins to spin in a clockwise duration, picking up speed until it moves so quickly that it's now a whirlpool of bright yellow light that fills your entire midsection. As this light terminates your body. Fills the energy, confidence, and power. Floods your being. With every breath, feel that sense of purpose, power, and strength emanating from your navel and spreading across your midsection and entire body. With every breath, feel proud of who you are and confident in your capabilities. Fuel your fire. All right, now we're going to move on to the reflections. Now, at this time, you can go and make you some hot tea, you know, preferably some hot ginger tea that with a slice of lemon, and just get settled in your sacred space or another space that feel comfortable for you. You can continue to diffuse your combination of your SodaFlex oil and continue to have your candle to burn. Now, at this time, you can take some of that oil if you have some. Just gently massage it a few of that powerful blend and just put it around your belly button in a clockwise direction. Now, have some of the SodaFlex chakra stones nearby or hold some in one hand. You can place the other hand on your navel. And you're going to inhale and exhale out deeply with your eyes closed. As many deep breaths as needed. Open up your eyes. And I want you to take this time just to journal about what experience of your SodaFlex chakra visualization and activation. And just reflect on what you have learned about your SodaFlex chakra and how an imbalance and or blocked SodaFlex chakra makes you feel. Note, whether you are experiencing some of the symptoms or issue, discuss and any insight you receive as to what you may need to do for this chakra to be fully open, balanced, and performing optimally. Use the flowing questions to guide your reflection. So I have some questions to ask you. First one, do you honor who you are, particularly with friends and family? Do you value yourself? Are you confident in your ability to achieve your desire and live the life of your dreams? Do you honor your own power and use it appropriately? Do you exercise your personal choice and know that you are always free to choose in all situations? Do you respect yourself and make choices that reflect that self-respect? Are you comfortable with the concept of personal power and with using it when necessary? I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to answer those questions. And in the meantime, Ms. Linda, do you have any questions?
Not really, because you know I'm over here getting my study in. I'm just scanning through. You know, I spoke on a person's honor and always honor others, but not before yourself. I mentioned that when I first opened up here. And it's one thing, are you confident in personal power and making the choices that you have to make? I don't have a problem with that. So at this particular time, I have no questions, but I'm going to put a question out there to you, Stephanie, as far as when we speak with our listeners, especially persons that just join us, and we always have our sacred place and we cleanse. I need to ask a question because someone asked the question to me. Because we know that our areas must be clean, but when you rise in the morning, and you know, we call dreams, we call all kind of energy and whatever, this person says, is it wise to get up and cleanse her area before she starts her day? You know, whatever meditation she's doing, yeah. That, and I said, you know, definitely, but I just wanted to hear you kind of clear that up a little bit for us.
Oh, yes. We also, you know, just like when we get up in the morning and to do our prayers, you know, we want to make sure that our sacred space is clean.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Those who have altars in your home, you want to make sure that your altar is clean.
Yes.
And clean from clutter.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Clean from dust, clutter, because that's your highest you representing you. But that was the only question that I had here, and I was looking. We have maybe about 8 more minutes left, and I once we go have our tea and journal, and I love the journal. I have about 10-12 of them over here. The experiences and the feeling is it always go back? Is it good to go back from time to time and reflect those, or once you go through your process to see if anything has changed from that last journaling process, is that a good exercise to do?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So that way you gauge yourself, you gauge your growth, you see your change. Well, that's all that I have to do. And those are my questions. And again, if we were through, we're through with the journaling, I want to mention again January 31st, that African American Summit, that Black Summit that's happening. I will be talking about it up until that point. I'll do my part to get it out there. But listeners, attend that, okay? Please attend it, all right? Please attend it. We encompass all colors, but we're talking about the parent and the child here, the most two important things, you know, within the community, within anybody's community. It's going to be an exciting venture, and I'm going to close out on that. Can you give us a close, Ms. Stephanie? We're going to let you go. We appreciate you so much for caring and sharing with us. Next week will be on number 4. Number 4 chakra. And that, so we'll be putting it out there, and I'm looking for it. But can you give us a word or two to just let us go back and relax and inhale and exhale and just think about all this goodness we just received before we say goodnight to everybody? And I'm not going to hold you because I know you've had a very, very busy day.
Yes. Well, I just want to say, give a couple of affirmations, you know, for the listeners to remember. You know, to always know who I am, and I honor and embrace my true self. I am confident and open with others as to who I am. I am confident in who I am and my ability to create what I desire. I believe I am worthy of my desire. I have the strength, energy to pursue my passion. I am proud of myself and all I have achieved. I am comfortable with my personal power and use it wisely. So that's what I have to say.
Well, on that note, listeners, you heard it. You know, I believe in myself. I believe in my worth. I am proud. I am comfortable. And I believe that I can. I haven't written them down word for word, but you know I'm going to go through and listen, and I'll have another section written in my face that I get up every morning and scream. So once I go through it, I'll get it word for word. I'll push it out there. Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, and the author of The Healing of a Man's Heart, many, many things out there. Out here in the community, very, very active. We appreciate you. The listeners love it when you come on, and I love the chakra series, so they must be feeling my energy because I'm not out here by myself. We love you, Stephanie, and we want you to keep us in line, keep us in balance. As a matter of fact, I think I sniffed all the peppermint all today, and I'm going to have to step out and go. I might have to step out and go restock again. If we would say, because we got a big project moving, and when you're dealing with big projects, you're dealing with many people, many personalities, many time schedules, and people asking you many questions that you cannot answer, and you really don't want to snap off and have your neck start spinning around, and you just have to pull back, stay balanced. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're going back, because you know I assess my actions every day. I assess them every day. At the end of the day, I think about them, what I did today. And if it was stupid, so I won't do it again tomorrow. But I believe in that selfie end of the day to get things going. But we're going to make it over here. I'm just going to go stack up on some more of that peppermint oil in the morning. And if I may, I'll speak with you later on. But we appreciate you, Stephanie. We definitely do. And I just see you know, it's so beautiful when you can say your power is in your release. And I'm going to say that, and we'll talk about that. But your power is in your release, releasing of anything and everything that's not serving you, because that's messing with your value and your worth. And we can't have that. And on that note, I'm going to say we're out of here. Stephanie, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Ninda.
And enjoy your, yes, and enjoy your evening. Here we go, y'all.
share with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share with love all through the land.